in the Parsha and Vayetze, there's two interesting points that I want to bring out regarding Yaakov Avinu. One point is that Yaakov Avinu, with all his big asogas that he saw Malachim and Hashem Nistabol of the Shechina was right on top of him, Adam Shemeni Kaldunai, like a person is standing on top of his son and sleeping, and he's with a fan, he's blowing away the flies or anything that bothers him, and that was Hashem Nistabol of the Shechina. So the Malachim came down and they saw the Dumus of Yaakov Avinu, and then they looked up and they saw the Merkob, and the Kizayakov was the Dumus Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Mamish Korv Lashchina, with the Merkob Lashchina. So, and it says, when at the end of the parsha it says, that Vaizgo by Malachi Elokim, Vaikro Shem Amokim Al Machanaim. Rashi says, the Machanaim is two Machnas of Malachim, one going out, the Malachim of Chutzlot, they stopped their Tafkid, and coming new Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. And Chazal it also says that there's two machanas. There's the machana of Yaakov Avinu and the machana of Malachim. And sometimes we say that the Gemara says in Chulin, that's the Caliph, it's like Beis, the Gemara says, Chavivin Yisrael Yoytam in Malachi Ashores. So here it says machanaim, they're at least equal, two machanas. There's the machana Yaakov Avinu of Yisrael and machana of Malachim. So we would think these big asogas, that's the biggest dog of Yaakov Avinu. But we see different. We see that it says, by the Korbanos Musaf, we always bring two Purim, one Ayil, and seven Tzvotim. On Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi brings from Rav Moshe HaDalshan that the Purim are Kineged Avraham Avinu Velaboka Votavon. Ayil Kineged Yitzchok V'inei Ayilach Al Nechaz Basbach Bekarnov, that he brought Ayil Tachas B'nai. And the Tzvotim are Kineged Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because it says, Aksavi Nitri Yaakov. So when we bring Korbanos of Musa and Yontiv and Rosh Hashanah, so the Tchus of Yaakov is Aksavi Nitri Yaakov, that he made a, something economic. He took the Kvosim, he gave the love on the white ones, the brown ones, and the white ones took by him, and made the Tzolos, Levonis, and in the Zohar it says that the Maklos that Yaakov did, he made tikkunim with the carving of the Maklos that should come out the time. He did the same tikkunim that we do with tefillin. So we see here that what Yaakov Avinu was a name on the Dinei Momenes, the Master of Martin, that he was a Ish Emet, and he didn't do any zealous, and no onah, and no tricks. I mean, he did a trick to do it, but in the Alpi Midas Adin, that's his big zchus. I mean, we bring Korbanos the zchus Yaakov is Maksov in Yisrael Yaakov. We see it again by the Pori HaChag. The Pori HaChag, the Mitzukas, or Mitzmatim, Volchim, Keneged, the Goyim, and the Kvotim, each day is 14 Kvotim, 14 times 7 is 98. Rashi says over there, in Parshas Pinchas, that the Kvotim are Kedei Testeba, which is Tzadik Ches Kvotim, Keneged, the Tzadik Ches Tzlolos, Shebe Mishneh Torah. So again, we see that the Kvotim, Maksovim, Yisrael Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu's zchus of being Neman, with the Kvotim, Maksovim, Yisrael Yaakov, that's what takes us, what Kimatzila saves us from the Klalas and Mishneh Torah. And we see the third time. It says that Bilam brought Bayal, Paul, Bayal, Bamizbech. Why didn't he bring Kvotim? All the time there's Purim and Elim, there's Kvotim. The Gra says in Adair say Leo, because Yaakov Avinu was Mitzvah Shlema, Avram there was Psoilet, came out Ishmael, Yaakov there was Yitzhak Psoilet, came out Esav, but Yaakov was Mitzvah Shlema, so against Yaakov he doesn't have any Korach. So Memele he couldn't do anything against, if he would bring Kvosim to bring the Shus of Yaakov, he didn't even have hope for the Korach that he had from the poor vile connected Avram and Yitzhak. And all this comes from the Dmus of the Keveth, that that's the Shchus of Yaakov, and the Shchus of Yaakov comes from Sobe Nifri Yaakov. So you see from here, Al-Kopalim, one thing we see Kipshuto, that even if he's in the dark of Malachim and Shchin and everything, but from the small things, from the Masu, Nososov, Nosasov, the Emunah that he had with not being or not doing Zela, that's the big Shchus. From that we have the Shchus of Yaakov of him. That's one point. And the second point is that the whole parsha of Esav and Laban, that Yaakov Avinu took the brachas away from Esav, and then he had to run away to Laban. All the sorrows that he had from when he took away the brachas until the end, it starts with the pasuk v'atah b'ni shema b'koyli l'ashal nina tava oisach to go and bring shnei gedoye yidin. And then Yaakov was a ish emes. How did he emes do sheker l'kabi? So that's it. For mishnei darke sholom, you're allowed to deviate from the emes. You're allowed to be mishanet. So we have to, and this is sholom for the whole world, that Yaakov Avinu has the brochas and not Esau. So I was looking for, where is it in the rumors in that parsha that Yaakov Avinu did the eighth of Sholem? So I found it says, Lechna l'asoyim, v'kachli nishom shnei gedoye yidim tzoyvim, v'esa oisa matanim l'odicho kashohoi. V'kachli nishom shnei is Rosh Yitzhavis Sholem. Did you in those words where he went to do the sheker, to do the matanim for Yitzhak, it's m'bnei d'akshay Sholem, Rosh Yitzhavis Sholem. Where does all this finish? The end. It comes to a conclusion in Parshas Vayishlach, which is our parsha now. Vayovo Yaakov Sholem Yoshem Rasta Sholem from Esav and Sholem from Lovan, that it didn't bother, it didn't, he did one Nizos from the Monon from Esav and from the Soros from Lovan. Yaakov came to Shlemus, Yaakov Sholem. The common denominator between the beginning and the end is Shema Bekoili is the beginning. Yaakov Sholem is the end. They're both the same oysters. That means from Shema Bekoili, from all the darkness that Yaakov came on the way, and the Ne'emonus that he had, and Baksovi Mikrit Yaakov, and the Shechina that he saw, from Shema Bekoili, and he listened to his mother, so everything came out from that, Yaakov Sholem. It switched around the oysters to become Yaakov Sholem.